gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, thank goodness the doctor is in. Dr. Rashid Batar here for Advanced Medicine Monday. But boy, oh boy, could we use you on the Navy ship that... it's just like a bad Hollywood science fiction movie, this story we're going to be covering this hour with you, Dr. Batar.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I'll tell you the truth, this is one of those type of stories that you hope that you never have to be in a situation where you have to be on a ship like this or even taking care of people that you're responsible for in a ship like this, because this is devastating stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get into that, the Navy ship that was supposedly doused in radiation from Fukushima. In a moment, but I just want to chat briefly because I had your brother on last week, Shahid Batar, and I have to double check with you because he said to tell you that, well, actually I joke with him that he's the better looking one just to kind of tease him and see where that would go. But then he said just tell him that he's the smarter one. That's what he wanted you to know.
Well, I already know that.
Okay, he's going to be. I did not expect that, but yeah, your brother Shahid is a smart guy, and we enjoyed him and all of his passionate efforts to restore the Fourth Amendment and to roll back the unconstitutional violations on our liberty. And he's working with our friends at the Tenth Amendment Center and others to bring in a broad coalition from left, right, center, up, and down. And appreciate him very much. So, as I said, the Batar family is a special family, and I'm not exaggerating with the things that you're here to do on this planet. It's pretty neat. Hats off to your mom and dad.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert, but I'm not sure what context you meant, special, whether that meant like
not the short bus special. I mean, here to do some pretty grand and broad missions that will impact the lives of millions for the better. That's what I mean.
I think we all hope that we can all have an impact, or our families can have an impact on society in a positive way. So I do appreciate you saying that. But just doing what we do, and just like you, we do what we do because we don't know any different.
Well, you think about it, but living principles, becoming living examples for principles that you believe in deeply, passionately, and you make that your life's mission and you live it all the way through. And as I said, we've talked about your mom and dad a little, particularly more your dad because of his recent episode and the recovery. But I mean, it's to the credit, because we recognize there are folks out there that everybody potentially is doing extraordinary things. Not everybody does, because we have that choice. But the choice to live based on the principles that we learn, I just find that to be, a rare, if I can call it a commodity in people. Yes, there are people that are like that, but it's just nice, and I wanted to spotlight it.
Well, I appreciate that.
So if we're going to apply the principles in healing to this tough topic as it gets in, you are a member of the armed forces of the military. We've talked some about your experiences there. There was this article that came out, and I think Deb had sent it, your wife had sent it to me last week, and then there's another story that just came out a day or two ago about the Navy sailors on the ship, I think it was the USS Ronald Reagan, and other ships that were in the area or rushed to the area after the disaster, the devastating earthquake, and Fukushima scenario. And
actually, Deb, I think Deb sent you the story on the child with the root canal, the four root canals, which I think we're going to cover too later on, right?
Oh, yeah, time permitting. Okay, yes. She's our unbilled producer on the back,
right,
behind the scenes.
Right.
She'll send us stories during the week, which are cool, and we appreciate her for that. But yeah, this story was just so horrific. As you know, we agree. We've got to talk about it. I don't know what we can do to remediate it at this point, but if we can, we want to discuss that. But the reality is, the Navy wasn't given any information. Evidently, the Japanese government, TEPCO, they didn't tell everybody that this meltdown was occurring. But if you read this, they're talking about a wave of warm air that came across, and then suddenly a snowfall that some said it tasted like aluminum or metallic, and then suddenly these Navy personnel on the ship were vomiting, defecating, and extreme excruciating pain. And here we are, how many years after Fukushima? Has it been 2-3 years now, and we're just now hearing about this?
Yeah, I mean, who knows what the fallout's been, and no pun intended in that statement, but it's surprising to me that the media is actually not covering this, because when I saw this, and you know, Robert, I bet you what, I've maybe sent you 3 or 4 stories every year, maybe, because
right.
Usually you send me the stories, or Deb finds the stories, or, you know,
Don
sends the stories.
Exactly,
rarely find something to initiate, but this was one of the few.
That jumped out at you, yes.
Yeah, that jumped out at me, and I was surprised that the media was actually covering it. What's really interesting is, in fact, the follow-up component that you sent to me,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing that the comment that the writer makes, that the attorney that's representing these soldiers said that they're going to, apparently there was some issue with where they filed or some kind of jurisdictional issue,
right?
But they're going to refile, and they said they're going to wait until early February to accommodate a constant influx of soldiers, or of sailors, excuse me, mm-hmm. from the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, because they had so many coming in. And, you know, usually this kind of stuff is hush-hush, but the mainstream is reporting it. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I know. I guess this is one that could no longer be contained, but it is starting to get out there. And, you know, I think about it in the high ideals of the sailors and the soldiers and the, you know, Marines and those that serve, you know, with the Constitution in mind and genuine defense of this country, and, you know, in those cases where they've intervened for humanitarian efforts, which is quite extraordinary, what was being done after the Japan earthquake. But to subject these boys and girls, if you can, or young men and young women, to ionizing radiation at this level, and then, you know, 3 years later, we're just now hearing about it. I mean, the cover-ups have to be going high up within the U.S. military command structure as well.
Absolutely, Robert. Here's the disturbing components for me. One, the military didn't do anything about it. Okay, it could be said maybe they didn't realize the full extent of it, but they certainly did know post the event what was happening. Second, which is even more disturbing, is that once this issue occurred, there was nobody that was willing to let this ship come back into port. So they were actually out, essentially stranded in the ocean, because no port would allow them to come in. Japan wouldn't, Guam wouldn't, Korea wouldn't, and finally Thailand accepted them to come in, and they were already out for sea for 3 months at that point. And apparently 2/3 of the ship, they had no control over their bowels. They were basically fecal incontinence. And I mean, that type of stuff, where the soldiers were exposed because they were trying to help people, and then they can't, or I keep on saying soldiers, excuse me, yep. I meant sailors,
mm-hmm.
they were exposed because they were helping people, and they were helping, in fact, in this article it said that some of these guys were jumping into the water to help pull other people out of the water, but they were jumping into a situation where, you know, that they were exposing themselves, and exposing themselves to a level that was considered more than 300 times what was considered to be safe.
Yes, I know, and if they're out there for 2.5 months, 3 months before they're allowed to dock anywhere, where, again, the American media, a news blackout? I mean, this had to be blacked out within the framework of the U.S. military command, and that's what is even more disconcerting. I mean, you can understand even these nations saying, well, listen, if you're radioactive, we don't want you in our port. I mean, I can understand they'll want to defend themselves, but where's the American military structure in this point saying, we've got to, you know, airlift these people out for some serious medical intervention, or are they just completely clueless on how to handle an acute radiation exposure event?
Well, I think if they were to actually do something like that, where they were going to airvac these people out, then they would have to acknowledge the fact that something was done. And I think that was probably, again, I'm just speculating here, but that was probably part of the problem, that if they actually did something like that, then they would have to acknowledge that there was a problem. And it's much better to just say, oh, there's no problem. unfortunately, now it's caught up with them. And even to this point, they're still not doing anything for these soldiers. It's, in fact, in the article, it mentions that these the soldiers are not being monitored. There's nothing that's being done from the military standpoint to help them. And it's basically just being ignored.
So what
here it is. The Navy is not systematically monitoring the crew members' health problems, but Cooper reports damage. This particular soldier or sailor they were talking to reports damaged thyroid, disrupted menstrual cycles, wildly fluctuating body weight, etc., etc. So why is the medical component of the Navy not at least acknowledging this issue and doing something about it? They're not even monitoring it. By not monitoring it, you're basically ignoring it.
Well, we have
you're denying that it exists.
Yeah, I think we have to acknowledge that there is a systemic dysfunction, or maybe purposeful, within the military command structure. Because let's look at another topic sort of related to this within the military hospital setting, whether it be Walter Reed or other places. When our soldiers are coming back from the war theaters and suffering with what they call post-traumatic stress disorder, and the only treatment allowed to them are psychiatric medications. There's no movement to detoxify these soldiers in any way, shape, or form, or to facilitate an increase in omega-3 essential fatty acids, or, you know, as we know now, the benefit of CBD or cannabidiol from the industrial hemp. We're not even talking THC and marijuana at this point. But there are so many things medically that are validated to address PTSD, and so it's sort of like the entire structure has degraded to the point, maybe some would argue it's always been that, I don't know, to the point where cannon fodder is not a historical term, but it is literally what our soldiers, our sailors are, based on what we're seeing here.
Well, we've talked before, live on the radio, about Project Daylily, have we not?
We have.
And Garth Nicholson, in his book about Project Daylily, essentially the experimentation that was done on two classes of population. One was the inmate population in Harris County in Houston, in the prisoner population, and the other one was in the soldier population. And these experimentations that were done with vaccines to see what the effects would be, in fact, Gulf War Syndrome is completely due to an iatrogenic issue.
Oh, that's right.
Due
stand
to
by.
What we have done.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back. The discussion is only just beginning, and it's fascinating beyond belief and horrific. So stick around. Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with some advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar. Of course, if you ever miss our... These are events, really, if you think about it. The way to kick off the week together, they are events. And you can listen to them. All hundreds of hours now available for free download. Easy access at medicalrewind.com. All the links are in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. So, Dr. Bittar, this is as serious an issue as we've ever discussed. Talking about the willingness to experiment on our troops, our sailors, and also the people of America, or even peoples around the world, whether it be Guatemala, India, or whatever, by governments, including our own, or what we would perceive as our own. You mentioned Project Daylily, and that's where we had to cut in here because of the break.
Yeah, Project Daylily was a book that was written by Garth Nicholson, who was the chief of laboratory division, I believe it was, at MD Anderson in Houston, and he details some of the issues that occurred and actually talks about some of the origins of AIDS, for example, and how that was an experiment gone wrong. And these are, some of these are actually classified military programs, and some of them are not so classified, but just considered to be washed underneath the carpet, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the Gulf War syndrome, for example, is been conclusively shown, and Nicholson, I think, does a pretty good job showing the proof, because he was involved with a lot of the vaccine research. He was involved with a lot of the things going on with the military at that time. He and his wife both were both MD PhDs. Their involvement with the military and the research that they were conducting is pretty well documented in Project Daylily in the book. So I won't say anything more. Just read the book and get the information for yourself. But Harris County prison system had a lot of research being done within that sector, and nobody really knew about it. At least the public didn't know about it. And Robert, I think this is when I talked about the one doctor that was going to expose everything, and they found him on the 17th floor of MD Anderson in his office with a suicide note, and he'd killed himself. The only problem was that the entry wound of the suicide shot was in the back of his head, and the exit wound was in the front of the head. So, and this was in the hospital they found him.
That's what you call being suicided. Instead of doing it yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, and this is, you know, documented. Of course, nobody talks about it, and I don't remember hearing about a senior medical researcher at MD Anderson found in the hospital dead in his office, but that's what happened. So the Gulf War syndrome is a result of iatrogenic causes.
Right.
Is a result of human experimentation, essentially. And obviously what we're talking about here with the sailor issue, with the fallout from the nuclear fallout that these people experienced, obviously this was not something that the military created or anybody created on purpose, but basically ignoring it, not recognizing it, giving it no attention whatsoever, and hoping that it disappears because you don't want to draw attention to the fact that you didn't do what you should have done, and now it's too much of an embarrassment to admit that you didn't do anything at the time that should have been done. You know, what conclusion is there to be made from that? That lack of activity, that lack of initial response that was needed at
sure,
the time,
yeah.
Because these people's lives are ruined now. I mean, there's nothing that can be done, essentially, at this point. You're seeing the deleterious effects taking place. At this point, yes, you could probably help them, but they're damaged for life.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, how do you undo a long-term, or let's say an acute exposure from years ago now, let's say 3 years ago, doesn't mean we can't offer something that would help, may help stimulate regeneration of healthy tissue and remove some of the chronic radioactive components, but this is not something you'd normally plan to say, well, let's wait 3 years and see what happens and then do something. And again, this goes back to the experimentation, as you mentioned. You know, I remember interviewing Gary Matsumoto, who wrote the book Vaccine A, talking about the Gulf War illness linked to the adjuvant squalene MF59 in the anthrax vaccine net. And he was suddenly blacklisted, and he couldn't get a job. And he was appearing on the nightly news at a certain point with ABC as a regular high-end reporter.
Yeah, and they basically blackballed him.
Yeah, and it wasn't like he didn't know what he was getting into either, because he was a Boy Scout in a sense. I mean, he was literally thought, hey, I'm following the strings where they lead me, and I'm going to report this, and they're going to say thank you, which they should have. But instead they said, if you continue this and you publish your book, you're never working in this town again.
Yeah, and he did publish the book, and I actually have a copy of that book that he sent to me, and it had a very nice autograph in it. I won't talk about that, but anyway, it was a fantastic book.
Yeah, he really learned the hard way that being a good reporter means you don't necessarily get the best job. You learn to not report. That's what they teach them nowadays. So anyway, we're going to report on this some more with Dr. Rasha Bitar, maybe some remediation tips for those who have been suffering after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, talking to some serious medicine, advanced medicine in need here of our sailors exposed to radiation. We'll get to a story about the child that was given four root canals and then ended up dead. And it basically infant. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on in medicine. It's been that way for a long time, but that just takes it to another level as well. Now, Dr. Bittar, weren't you, I mean, with all you've done, for instance, with your transdermal DMPS, the chelation or chelators, wasn't there interest from, like, higher-ups in the military to say maybe we could use this technology to help our troops?
Yeah, actually, after I testified in 2004 before the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness, the Undersecretary of the Navy had an audience with me regarding this, and it was something that they pursued. I did not even know who wanted to talk with me. I just knew it was somebody in the military. But it was actually the Undersecretary of the Navy that wanted the audience. And they were very, very interested in the transdermal DMPS simply for this exact reason, because the constituents of the smart bombs and the dirty bombs are plutonium and uranium. And uranium is the most toxic substance known to man that is natural. And then plutonium is the most toxic substance known to man that is synthetic, because plutonium is actually made from uranium. But DMPS will actually bind to not only mercury, chelate mercury, as you very well know, Robert, and arsenic, but also plutonium and uranium. It actually is the chelator of choice for uranium and for plutonium.
Well, I was thinking that if we were to somehow, if there are family members of these naval vets or if they're active still that suffered, I mean, would it be of any consequence to give them something like this transdermal DMPS or some form of chelation, even though it's 3 years later?
Yeah, it will definitely help to pull it out. The problem is that it's taking away the spark that caused the fire. And yes, it'll slow down the fire, but a lot of the damage is done, and we'll need quite a bit of therapy to try to reverse. I definitely think that these people would benefit from getting DMPS. Not just EDTA won't work, not just regular chelation. They would need DMPS.
Right.
And actually, I would probably recommend that they have it intravenously, and then as a slow, steady treatment, then they can do it a different route, the transdermal route. But they really do need to get that component addressed.
But
way that I know of doing it is intravenous.
Are there any physicians within the military complex capable of doing this? Do they know about it? I mean, obviously, if they met with you, it's not like it's an unknown on some level.
Well, certainly the Undersecretary of the Navy was not a doctor or any kind of health care provider, but he knew the importance of it, so obviously they were educated somewhere, somehow, somebody had.
Well, if somebody has a connection with the current Undersecretary of the Navy or anybody higher up, let them know Dr. Bitar has experience there. I'm not volunteering you, but I just have to say we're very concerned about the troops serving all over the world that are exposed to these things and then seemingly left to basically burn and die horrifically. And, again, this is a stomach-churning and turning story that we're covering today.
Yeah, it's just like they're discardable. That's what's
right.
So bothersome. And people going, these soldiers, these sailors, are going into the military with the desire to support their country for God and country. They're loyal, they're patriotic, they're doing all the right things for all the right reasons, and they're just used as trash. They're just treated as trash. They're treated as disposable, as you said, cannon fodder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so if you look at this, you'd have to say anybody who's a parent, I mean, who would knowingly and willingly allow their children, if you still have that capacity to prevent them, from signing up to the military, knowing that the military brass or whoever somewhere in the chain of command is willing to discard these souls like you said, they're nothing more than something to be used and disposed of.
And that is something, I met a young man this weekend who wanted to go into the military, and I told him up front, I said, I would not do that. And he looked at me surprised because he knew that I was prior military, and I said, the military that I was in is no longer the military today. In fact, one of the reasons I got out was because the military was changing. And there's no, you don't know who the enemy really is. You think that the enemy is on the other side and you're being sent to fight the enemy, but many times the people that are telling you what you're supposed to do is, they're the actual enemy.
Yeah.
If you think about it, somebody was, during this weekend, somebody brought up the conversation about how the world would be if you didn't have armies. And I said, it's not the armies that are the problem, it's the damn politicians that tell the armies what to do.
Well said.
And no army has spontaneously just arisen and started killing each other.
No, and
they're ordered to go in there. Military is supposed to be there to protect your borders.
Right.
And if that's what militaries were, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, and then the bankers or banksters behind them that fund both sides and profit handsomely all over it. And you said the politicians, of course, profit as well. That's how they play the game. And then they discard the military soldiers, the pawns in this bankster scheme. And so even if we look back in history to the honorable of those who serve with honor, the fact is we can look for a lot of examples even in American history where the soldiers were being played by the politicians and the bankers.
And it's one thing to read about this in history and see how the Romans did it or the Greeks did it or the Germans did it. But then when you're living in it and you're seeing it happening all around you, you're seeing it happening to your neighbors and you're seeing it happening to, you know, your employees and your friends and their children that are serving in the military right now, you know, it's extremely disturbing. And as a person who served in the military, I would absolutely refuse my children to serve in the military
right.
today. Because there's nobody that really cares about the soldiers.
Yeah,
I mean, look at the name me one profession, Robert, where there is a high likelihood that you have to give your life for the profession. And most of these people are struggling to make ends meet. Their pay is being cut, and if they protest about their pay, then they're not patriotic. I mean, come on. For somebody to cut a soldier's pay, that's more unpatriotic than anything else you could do.
Well, and then they come back from the, as I said earlier, the war theater with tremendous trauma, as well as toxicological trauma to the body beyond even the emotions of the mind, of course, the spirit. And then they're not addressed appropriately, in our opinion, as they're just drugged out of their mind even further. So, yeah, this
It's even worse than that, Robert. I mean, not addressed appropriately, in our opinion, is one thing, but they're actually minimized. They're sometimes even ridiculed.
Right, right.
That it's not something that should be bothering them, that it's not important.
Now, as you remember, you know, your vet, military vet, telling young kids to say, no, I wouldn't go in. It's similar, you know, the memory, and I brought this up, my uncle, the medical doctor, told me not to go into the medicine either because he saw it changing over the span of his career. Early on, this was back in late 70s, early 80s, he predicted all that has happened to this point and said, you know, you don't want to be in it. And I didn't understand it at the time. Of course, I do now. So take heed. Give a listen to the experience of Dr. Batar today, kids, because we got some young kids listening, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds and beyond that do listen. And we want you alive. We want you to, you know, to enter fields that will honor you and protect you rather than discard you. And that's why we're saying what we're saying today on the show. Now, Dr. Batar, another profession beyond military that's dangerous, of course, is the medical one. And the dental one, particularly. And this is the one that Deb had sent us about, this little boy, 3 years old. The dentist, and I think this was in Hawaii, where they did 4 root canals on a 3-year-old. Now, I don't like root canals being done on a 33-year-old, but a 3-year-old? What the hell is going on here?
I have no idea because I cannot imagine a child under the age of 5 having even one need for one root canal because they don't have any permanent teeth.
That's just the beginning of the bizarre things. But yeah, I mean, right then and there, it's like if you got a problem with a tooth that's so bad as a child, you pull it. You pull it.
That's right.
My son, you know, had his
or you don't do anything with it and let it fall out.
Yeah, my son had two front teeth knocked out like a year before they were supposed to come out as a kid, but. You know, and they were loose enough that we just went ahead and pulled it because, you know, it just wasn't gonna re-strengthen. We knew new ones would come. And so a root canal, this to the height of irresponsibility, malpractice, I don't even think does it justice.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I bet you there's nothing that's been done about this, Dennis. Absolutely nothing. I bet that it's part and parcel of something that could happen, the risks of general anesthesia.
Oh, man. I know, but, you know, the thing is, they filed suit against this doctor, and I think this is an appropriate place. I know that there is certainly...
They did file suit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, certainly there's evidence of legal abuses in suing doctors. We know that that does exist. But in this case, I just, you know, if you don't, you know...
This guy needs it.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs to be sued.
This is where it's absolutely appropriate. You know, not even if it is a sedative issue or an anesthetic issue, but I mean just the starting point of looking at a 3-year-old and saying that your 3-year-old needs 4 root canals. I'm saying even one, as we've said, even in adulthood, the idea of destroying the nerve, the root of the tooth, which is the life connection. I mean, a tooth is a living entity within the body, and that alone is, you know, is shown by some dentists like, you know, doc, which doc am I thinking of? Hal Huggins and others to say, you know, it's just not a good idea. You set yourself up for cancer and other problems.
Yeah, it's a major, as far as I'm concerned, a major violation of ethical breach of conduct. And this guy, it was purely, there's just no justification for it. It had to be purely monetary based. He was looking at this, okay, it's 4 procedures I can do, 4 root canals, but there is no justification for even one root canal in a child that's under the age of 5, leave alone 4.
Yeah, and they're all focusing on the issue, like you said, of anesthetics and, you know, inappropriately done. They didn't provide oxygen during the procedure that resulted in severe and permanent brain damage. But again, we're stepping it back and going, no, if you're a dentist and you've gone through the training, you don't even suggest a root canal for someone with baby teeth.
You're exactly right.
man. You know, this is another tragic story of allopathic medicine gone. Gone bad, but I mean, as I said, we've talked about the appropriate place for it, but this is definitely not the place.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. This is the height of this guy should actually be strung up, and they should make an example of him. But you watch, Robert. I doubt if anything will be done.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can get a follow up or have our unbilled producer, your wife Deb, follow up on the story and give us a heads up on it as this progresses. But again, folks, you know, listen to the things. Read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away by Dr. Rasha Batar, because this is the kind of information that's not really common knowledge among the medical profession yet. It should be. It will be one day perhaps, but not yet. And so you have to take it upon yourself to learn these things, to be able to see through the lies of modern medicine and dentistry when it is not appropriate, when it can actually do more harm than it can do good. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back to wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Link through to Dr. Batar in the notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Scott Bell Show.
Heading to New York after the show, and we're going to be on Fox News. Ty Bollinger and I, we're going to get Dr. Batar on there, too, as well. We'll get the 9 steps to keep the doctor away out to the rest of the planet where it belongs. Everybody needs to read that book, international bestseller. Dr. Batar, I feel the need to, like, uplift everybody after these two stories. I mean, they're just kind of brutal. They hurt me emotionally, in a sense. I mean, I know we deal with this kind of thing, and we see tragedies. But talking about them, I'm thinking maybe we can bring your brother Shahid back on, and he can beat bop some help, you know, uplifting music. I don't know what. Something. We need something.
That might be depressing, too.
Okay. All right. Now we got it. The musical talent of Shahid Batar. He actually is creative. He does poetry. He's a wild. I don't know if he's a Renaissance man or what, but your younger brother, he's a wild one.
There's something strange about him. That's what we all say.
Oh, my goodness. Incredible. Well, look, we have got to continue to get the word out, because obviously it's not hitting everywhere. I know we have a lot of folks that listen in the military, or that have family within the military setting, and I just don't know. Is it going to be enough, you know, if the families, you know, cry out, scream out, and create, because the press, even though it's starting to cover that Navy story we just talked about earlier, too, is it too little, too late? I mean, is this going to continue to happen as they keep sweeping it under the radioactive rug?
Yeah, it's so strange, Robert. Who knows where it's going to go? But I certainly think that these soldiers, these sailors, I don't know why I keep on saying soldiers instead of sailors, but anyway, I guess it's one and the same thing. They're just out on the ocean. But I'm glad that they're taking matters in their own hands. I'm glad that they're looking for legal representation to stand up for their own rights, and that's the most important thing I think anybody can teach the next generation, is that you have to stand up for your own rights. And a soldier, and they're going to be accused of being non-patriotic. You know that's going to happen, and that's the most ridiculous thing. And so if any of those soldiers are listening, any of those sailors are listening, don't listen to that line of I don't know that I can say certain words, Robert, because I know I already messed up once.
Yeah,
this is that line of BS. Is that okay? That's okay, right?
You may say BS. Of course, that stands for bull snot, right? Bull snot.
Bull snot, right.
Yeah.
And stand up for your rights and do the right thing, because you have to make sure that if you don't do the right thing, then those following you are going to be also given the wrong set of values. You have to stand up. How can you stand up for your country, and how can you stand up for freedom if you're not going to stand up for your own freedom and what's right for yourself? So you're doing the right thing. And Godspeed to each one of you. And if you can get to a doctor that can do heavy metal detoxification intravenously,
right,
get DMPS. That's what you need.
Yeah. And we talked certainly about homeopathic remediation, increasing selenium. And, you know, there are different things. Of course, the damage has been done 3 years now. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to repair, if it's possible. But I never put it past the creator that, it, you know, there may be ways to help. And, of course, if you sign up for military duty, you don't expect that the folks that send you in that would be, would just abandon you or send you into harm's way in a way that they would just pretend it doesn't happen. Now, it's one thing if you're working in black ops and scenarios like that. Those folks must be aware that they're, you know, given their lives and may not be, you know, they will be disavowed in a sense. But the Navy sailors on the USS Ronald Reagan trying to help out doing humanitarian efforts and saving folks after the Fukushima disaster? No, this is not what should be happening.
I totally agree, Robert. It's so far from what should be happening right now. And it's most disturbing because these are the people that are sacrificing, willing to sacrifice their own lives. They're the ones that actually need somebody to protect them. And those that were supposed to be protecting them, the Navy, in this case the military, they fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, or you know, if it's more sinister, which it is possible, people need to be held to account. Of course, they tend to get away with it. Maybe they'll get their comeuppance in another lifetime. I don't know. But the reality is, if you know somebody that is suffering in this way, don't wait. Find a way to get them into a doc that can, you know, that can do these forms of chelation orally, intravenously, etc. Remediate homeopathically, increase, you know, levels of antioxidants, trace minerals, selenium, etc. And, you know, we can't wait for the government that sent these folks into harm's way, that's now denying that they have been harmed, to be the ones to save them, even though it would be appropriate for them to support them in their recovery. We cannot wait.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You can't wait for the military to do the right thing, because if you're going to wait, it could be forever. They already had their opportunity to do the right thing twice now, and they haven't done it. So
yeah,
they have to take matters in their own hands.
Well, if we hear anything else from families out there, please let us know. You can call 866-939-2355 24/7. Or send a message through the webpage at robertscottbell.com. We'll have Dr. Batar obviously back on, as we do each and every week, to start the week with Advanced Medicine Monday. Why do we do it, Dr. Batar? Because the power
to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.